Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show. in this joint. Hey, it's Monday, May 12th, 2014. Hey, welcome to the show. It is 9:03, 9:05, actually, where I am. I'm reading it wrong. 6:05 all the way out there in Santa Ana, California. Hey, welcome to the show. Tonight we are up close and personal with two of our homies. We might be introducing them to some. We're up close and personal with the Party Kings, Curtis Edelton and Devon Sleepy Green. It's that no sleep lifestyle clothing out there. Hey, they're talking about their sizzling events between ATL and Miami. Hey, it's going down here tonight. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We also got some Money Monday finance tips coming live out of Delaware. But before we go any further, that crew hanging out, your hip-hop informer, Save James on the Wheel of Steel tonight. Hey, nice way to get it pumped up, dude, out of the DMV. Hey, turn it down for what?
Yeah, turn you know, yeah, gotta get it cracking a little bit, you know. Set the tone. You set the tone, you know, that people fall in line. Dig?
No doubt. Looking lovely all the way over there in that place they call Plant City. Her chocolate is hot. Welcome to the show.
I'm Snap.
It is. It is. Who was the old Snap for, say?
Her chocolate is hot.
It is. He's absolutely right. He is definitely telling the truth. My chocolate is hot. Happy Monday, everybody.
Hey, what's good? How was your Mother's Day?
It was fantastic. Aw, shout out to my sons, Mike and Devon. And please let's clarify, we have Devon Sweet Green.
What did I say?
With my son Devon, yes, they're spelled the same way, but definitely pronounced differently. He got on me about that.
Help a brother out. Yeah, they correct me every time. Yeah, so I'll just say Sleepy Green to keep my pronunciation in check.
Yes, there you go.
Or is Boston in the building?
Not yet.
She might be behind the joint sleeper.
I mean, unless she got a new number, because with the ones I'm seeing, I ain't recognized.
She may be behind the bar asleep.
No doubt. Hey, again, big up to all the mothers. Standing ovation for all mothers all over the land, all over the world. We love you.
Hope you all had a wonderful day. No doubt.
Hey, again, check in with us tonight, 917-889-3926. Curtis Edelton and Sleepy Green, they have an annual event that pops off down in Miami. They're here to talk about that, as well as just a host of things that actually goes down on a consistent basis in the ATL. We got it all for you. You know, they'll be stopping past here soon. We're going to keep it moving. We'll come right back, get the party started. Also, hey, we got to chop it up about the elevator fiasco.
That's crazy.
What was going on? We'll talk about that more when we come back. Team Hammer Radio Live.
The memes are killing.
And you say New York City.
Slinging, chain hanging, gang banging, bang. 20 some odd years, your name ringing. Yeah. Just look at the ratio of the lames winning. Yeah. Still getting fellatio from the same women. What? That real underground sh- that they ain't spinning. Nah. If he wasn't born with it, it just ain't in him. Uh-huh. Look something like food, but it ain't dinner. Nah. It'll get you lightheaded like paint thinner. Mm. Only time she with you is when I ain't in her. Yeah. You a crooked loser, I'm a straight winner. Mm. Real sour, straight piffin', perk 30. Yeah. You could clean the money up. The work's dirty. What?
Big champagne and Moet. You can party till you sweat. The money show to forget. Big champagne and Moet. You can party till you sweat. The money show to forget.
Lil Young,
Munich, gold chain, thinking he fly. Passenger seat, fast had the GTI. Trying to catch the last movie at Bay Plaza. Burner on my waist, dime bags in the Dutch Master. Come to Allah, the grace of God, we got home good. It's real, straight bullets pop off in the hood. Mr. Magic on, Sergio jacket. Yeah, we wore shiny suits, but that put us in a new tax bracket. Now I'm looking through my Gucci glasses. Throwing dollar bills at strippers with injected. Bunch of shooters with us, chain hang to the ground. The streets really know who holding the crown.
And stay New York City.
Dealers, avid players, the biggie. Hallways pissy, car hearts and dickies. Army fatigue suits, gangsters with no pity. You say it's on sight, you better carry the blicky. Say you wanna smoke, you better light up the sticky. I keep the sour kiss, keep the pithy. Luke bring the liquor, we rep for the whole city.
Hello.
The women, the lights, and the cars are so pretty. Singing Hov and Keys, Frank Sinatra. Disappearing with your butch in a Porsche Boxer. Read my lips, you gon' be the next Jim Hopper. Acting like a bitch, and his hammer is the Oscar.
And you say New York City.
And you say L O L O L O X.
Unique.
L O L O L O X on the beat. L O L O X.
L O X. L O X. L O X.
TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, TM Hyman the General, Save James on the wheels, and joining us now without further ado, the Party Kings, I must say, up and down the East Coast and everywhere that there is something hot, Curtis Edelton of Edelton Events and Devin Sleepy Green of Sleepy Green Entertainment and No Sleep Lifestyle Clothing. Welcome to the show, fellas.
What up?
Hey.
No doubt.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for joining us again. Let everybody know this is their second time on the show promoting their now annual event, and we are going to chop it up with them about that coming up July 18th through the 20th, as well as events that they have on a consistent basis in Atlanta. But to that, we'll give these gentlemen a moment to introduce themselves to the TM Hyman listeners and make themselves reacquainted.
Perfect. Well, I'll introduce myself first. Devin Sleepy Green, from Philadelphia, from North Philadelphia. You know, clothing line owner, No Sleep Lifestyle Clothing and Apparel, and also party promoter in Atlanta, Philadelphia, different cities, Miami. You know, just enjoying life, trying to bring good events, as my man Curtis would say.
I'm Curtis Edelton of Edelton Events, Kurt Boogie, a.k.a. From VA, South 5-7 area, by way of D.C., in the 404 Atlanta. Happy to be here again to bring y'all our events. Appreciate you all.
And we're glad to have you. So, I'm checking out the flyer that is on Curtis's Facebook page. Actually, it's on both of their Facebook pages, and it will be on my Facebook page soon too. So check for that. But it's promoting four events for the weekend that just look like if you're not there, you're not anywhere. So
hey,
share
the Facebook pages right now so they can jump on it.
Definitely. Fellas.
Hello?
Your Facebook pages?
Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My Facebook page is actually, you go to my IG, it's Kurt Boogie. I promote mostly on my IG and our website, No Sleep Lifestyle. Excuse me, NoSleepSouthBeach.com.
Yeah, my Instagram and also Facebook is the same, Sleepy Green. So, you know, at Sleepy Green on Instagram, Facebook, / Sleepy Green. And, you know, the No Sleep South Beach weekend is going down. It's going to be great, nice crowd, good event, good people.
So I don't even know where to start as far as the events to like which one to talk about in which order. But I mean, I guess chronological order of the week would be the best. But they're just all so hot. Like, you want to talk about them in all one breath, and you can't do it. So definitely let them know about, because the promotion package that you all have is a good one. You know, with hotel packages and one price for all four parties. So let them know about that.
Yeah, we wanted to bring value. You know, I think that sometimes you go out of town, go on vacations, you don't get your money's worth. So we made sure we packed enough events in so everyone can get their money's worth. That's $100 for the party pass, and that will cover your interest to all the events. So we have 5 events going on in different locations. And we have, you know, starting off on Friday, we have a pool party meet and greet with Get Body by Jay, who's a celebrity screen out here in Atlanta. She definitely is a good personality, you know, so she has a strong following. Then we're going to do an after party at Maxine's Bar and Bistro, and that'll kick off Friday. And then that way, the way we have it broken down is that not only can you party and have fun, there's also time where you can just enjoy South Beach. So you're not, like, just stuck, like, I missed this event, I missed the whole day. So we have it strategically placed where you can still enjoy the day and also have fun. You get the best of both worlds.
Now, that's what's up. You're right. As far as the value, when you go out of town, a lot of places you don't get the value, and you're kind of hit over the head for,
right,
you know, admission prices to the events, to party with the celebrities and things like that. So,
right. Miami is already expensive in itself, so that's why we kind of created this party package, this weekend package, for, you know, a great price. You know, like Steve said, we got the Friday party, we got Saturday all white day party, and room service lounge, hosted by YMCMB DJ Stevie J, Live on Sundays. That Saturday night, we got the old school party. Now, if you turn up, you know, you want to hear some change of music, we got this old school party called Filthy Butters at Treehouse in Miami, hosted by Monster DJ LS1. And Sunday, we got Miami's own, the Diamond Princess, the rock star Trina, hosting our Sunday day party at room service. So that's, you know, that's as far as the parties we got going on. Also, you know, we want to keep in line with the whole, you know, South Beach Body, Get Fitness. So we got Get Body by Jay hosting morning workouts on Saturday and Sunday on the beach. So, you know, not only party, you can, you know, you still can get your cardio and your exercise in.
Work out that liquor from the night before.
Exactly. Exactly. So that way everybody, there's no excuses. So you can't say you missed your workout. You can still work out in the morning and before the nighttime. Then we got daytime parties. So the good thing about that is that, you know, you can still enjoy the afternoon on the beach, or, you know, the Wet Willies and the Cleveland there and different events. If you know, after the daytime party, you can still do more things in Miami. So it's a really good lineup, and it gives everybody an opportunity just to, you know, enjoy Miami and also have good events while you're down there.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Blood. Is Trina's ass really as real as it seems in the pictures?
We are not talking about asses right now. Can we wait until
this is an important wrinkle in the planning of trips, man. If she's going to be hosting a party, I want to know what I'm going to be up against, man. That's all I'm just saying.
Is
the ass really that serious?
In the promotion.
Yeah, I heard it was. I definitely heard it was.
Everybody's been consistently good for a long time. Now,
a long stretch.
Before body shots was, before the ass shots was important, you know, was like this new thing, she's been around for a minute.
Right.
So she's.
And that's what I'm saying. I just want to make sure that it was official tissue. You dig what I'm saying? I'm not about the injections and the what's it called? The collagen, whatever, the collagen shots or whatever.
Yeah,
they put the lip and all that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about that. I ain't with that. I'm all natural. I just want to make sure the ass is serious. That's all, you know.
Right.
I think it's important. Carry on.
I think this would be a great place for us to take a break. And they can come back. We can come back on the other side of this and continue to discuss the No Sleep South Beach Weekend 2014 and the slew of parties, including the Rockstar Day Party that's going to be hosted by the Diamond Princess Trina, a.k.a. Sabe's Perfect Ass.
Hey, I'm just saying, man, inquiring minds want to know these things, man. They want to know if it's real or not. I'm speaking for the masses.
I got some live video from a party.
Oh, dude.
The video won't do you no justice. You got to come here and buy the party package to come to the party on Sunday and see.
There it is.
We're going to be there.
Where is Madam Boston when I need her? Why am I the
only
female?
We'll be right back. Hey, PM Hammer Radio Live.
That's right.
Madam Boston, hurry up.
Can't play no game with this.
Jose.
No. Yeah, yeah. Can't play no games with these, cause they so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these, cause they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with these, No. Can't play no game with this. Can't play no games with this.
Walking through the club, only salute the real, real. Ain't no bottles on your table, but boy, go get your guala. Pose on credit, so you can't pay her the mind.
No,
but bought a house, he can't afford to run a mile. I want holy fields, I run the game, not just the style. Bow down to the biggest, tell her I be spinning. Counting all the paper, no games with these put niggas. Doubling, we popping, shopping, buying new clothes. Heard your shit keep flopping, and your grip got blown clothes.
Number to dial The time we have is 9:24 somewhere on the East Coast. We got it at 8:24 out there in the Midwest somewhere, out Chicago somewhere. We still here live with you guys here. We still got Sleepy Green and Kurt Boogie, the dynamic duo of the No Sleep in South Beach movement that goes on out there. Fellas, we gave us a little bit of insight on the party package. All right, we get that 100 cash. We get 5 things going on. We got the boot camp popping early morning to work off the hangover from the night before. Now, what I need to know is, where can the brother go get some sleep at? I'm hearing that you got some hookups at the Cleveland there, but what else is available for the lodging situation, so to say?
Well, you know, first of all, we need to mention, you know, that same weekend is the fashion show weekend in Miami. So
it is Miami fashion.
It is Miami fashion week. So we were able to work out a good deal because everything is all the prices have been inflated, all the hotels. But we got 2 good hotels with a situation and the price is cheap, so when affordable. So Hotel Shelley, which is it's a nice hotel right on the beach, and we also got Catalina Hotel.
And that's pretty decent. Those are decent.
Yeah, so we got them at a reduced rate for people so they can jump on it, and that rate will be good up until the 1st of July. So right now it's $179 for Hotel Shelley per night, and all it requires is a one-night deposit, and Catalina is $249 a night. So, it's definitely attainable and affordable for everyone.
Nice.
Great locations, too, folks.
Yeah. Great, nice. Great locations. Great locations. I think they're both of them.
So the Clevelander is not a part of the packages?
No. The Cleveland is not a part of the packaging. This is because of the fashion show weekend.
Got you. Okay. Just wanted to clarify. Okay, good.
But the Cleveland is in walking distance from Shelley.
So it's fashion week in Miami, and so there's going to be a lot of scattered ass out there, in other words.
It's going to be the noodles
out there. Okay.
Turn down for what?
And also, we got, it's going to be so many people in different cities on down in the weekend. Like, we got coming together this year. We got, we got promoters from Philly, Cousin E, with Team Good Times. We got our DC fam, Takeover Entertainment, DJ Biggs, Knuckles, and we got VA, Ken Winbush, KMK Productions, my other partner from Atlanta, Atlanta's own Jimmy Jones. So we came together, and we're going to produce a great weekend for everybody to come out and hang out and have a good time, man. Last year was so much of a success, people wanted it again this year. So we decided to bring all the events back this year and just make a great, fun weekend.
Just to add on to that, when you go out of town, you're from different cities, you always want to party with different people from different cities. So we have people from different promoters from different cities, so we have a variety of different people that never partied together before, never been around each other. So it creates a whole different experience opposed to everybody just come out of Atlanta or everybody come out of New York. We have different cities and people coming from different cities, so that's going to make it even better.
Give them the dates again. Give them the dates again.
It'll be July 18th to the 20th, and that's a Friday until Sunday.
You get all your information on nosleepsouthbeach.com.
Everything's on one website, so you don't have to go around different sites. All on nosleepsouthbeach.com. You can book your hotel room, your party pass. You can look at all the venues, all the parties. You got videos on there. You can look at Get Body by Jay, her morning workout. She has some videos. And it's just fashion week. We got everything on one website, nosleepsouthbeach.com. We make it really easy for everyone to make all your payments and also view the events before you come down.
Where we got all the promoters' bios.
Fellas, what's the benefit? Tell the people what's the benefit of the two of you working together. Often visionaries collide with their visions. Specifically, it's said that it's difficult, for black men to really come together, work together, do anything good together. I mean, clearly that's a myth. What makes the partnership work for you two?
Well, what makes it work for me is sleep, because we do invest down here in Atlanta together. Man, it's just our personality. Both of us are people persons. We like to, you know, engage with our, you know, our clients, our customers that come to all our events. And we like to, you know, our customer service is most important model for our events. And this is what all the other promoters also, these promoters are kind of like, you know, everybody's kind of hand-picked regarding their, you know, the events they got going on in their own city, their personalities, their customer service, and the common goal of just, you know, having a good weekend, you know, out of town and having a fun weekend. Because, you know, like I said, Miami is so expensive and so many things to do. When people go there just for, you know, on regular weekend, they can't really take it part and, you know, go to the club because they, you know, they don't have a certain look, or they charge too much, or the drinks are too high.
Now, right.
Our weekend is allowing everybody to come in and to experience Miami, good events, and just the whole, you know, networking and meet different people.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, as far as our personalities, we kind of put our egos aside, and we looked at the common goal as far as making sure everyone has fun and also making sure we can just coexist. We all have strong personalities, but we all kind of put those aside to just, you know, to work together as a team. So it's been working really well. We share ideas, and, you know, we all have, you know, the good thing about them, you mentioned it earlier, which is like a myth among black males, is that we all own our own companies. We all have our own entertainment companies. So we, you know, we work together as partners. We still own our own, you know, own businesses. So we kind of still work together just for the big picture. You know, look at the big picture at the end of the day is that we all advance. We all do well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it works. And it shows.
That's
at the end of the day, you can be successful as an individual, but, you know, it the partnership, the collaborative is always necessary. And so,
right.
You know, I definitely want people to recognize that.
Yeah, it's already proven. It's already proven. And so, we just, like I said, we're bringing it back this year for a second year in a row in July. So, like I said, the model's already proven. We just want people to come out and have a good time and enjoy the events.
Absolutely. Folks, log on to the website. We'll come right back. We're hanging out with Curtis Edelton and my dude, Sleepy Green. TM Hama Radio Live.
Yep.
Show me love, but f*** me like the enemy. Ha, by far, baby, listen close. Yacht, man, we don't do the fishing boats. Steak and lobster, I'm trying to surf. Turks and cake, I was on the first. Mr. Flower, 24 carat, neck full of golden. Great ass, black shades rolling. Beating in a European car like a stoller. Coke boys made it to the top like we told it. My new king drag told me, motherfuck they feeling. Get these millions.
Double shot to the Hennessy. We gon' kill this old bottle. After this, you gon' remember me. Just not a case of the big goggles. Hey, you calling over and over time. I line up. You soft with it, she just wanted wild rough. Boss with it, took nothing, got her riled up.
Uh-huh.
In the zone, ignoring everything around us.
Ooh, baby, you sexy folk, you that bad.
Hennessy.
Bottles and shots and we twist. I'm that thug you wanna be with and live an infamous life. Pull up and get lit, stay away from that basic zone, that's not us. We came here to party, they came to watch us. And damn, I feel no remorse for your ex. Better take it easy before I crack him in the head with the
Hennessy. How the hell did you get here? Was you sent for me? Manhattan fly, Brooklyn bad. Made in Stapleton. I wish I had some old treats, girl. The trick on ya. But this money ain't impressive, huh?
Well,
I'm a fly go from around the way. Aside till I die and I say your brave. Make money for my fam. Fans are the enemies. And I'm smoother than a shot. Tennessee,
Tennessee,
Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee. If I hit it, then you go. Remember me,
remember me,
remember me,
remember me.
And you ain't too cool to pass by. What you saying, baby, let's ride. Looking with the right guy. And I know you feeling me,
feeling me.
Yes, you feeling me, hey. What the hell did you come for? Wasn't meant for us. Like guys in this party, baby girl.
crust. A young nigga from the slums of the city, fresh but not the flow so gritty. Run Mr. Mac Billy, you're looking like I put that on my mama, all my people say it with me. I'm a fly motherfucker from around the way, S-side till I die and I say it brave. Make money for my fam, fans out of enemies. And I'm smoother than a sack of Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee. And if I hit it, then you go. Remember me, remember me, remember me, remember me. And you ain't too cool to pass by. But you saying, baby, let's ride. Get with the right guy. And I know you feeling me, feeling me. Yes, you feeling me, hey. Now once we choose to, we're gone. Ain't nothing to talk about. Really got me open, girl, trying to see if you could work it out. All I ask of you, never change, cause you fly, you find a dime. And I'm about to make you say my name. Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee. And if I hit it, then you go. Remember me, remember me, remember me, remember me, remember me. And you ain't too cool to pass by. But you saying, baby, let's ride with the right guy.
Right guy. 9:37, TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, we're up close and personal tonight with Curtis Edelton and my dude Sleepy Green, No Sleep Lifestyle Clothing. Edelton Events, they're talking about some sizzler that's jumping off in Miami. Hey, we will be there this year. We talked about making our way. It kind of crept up on us. We were split in a lot of directions. But we are in Miami this year. Again, hey, let the people know the website to jump on this South Beach joint. The hotels, one more time, and pricing. Hit us with all that pertinent information and let them know about this this joint. They can't miss this year.
Well, it's No Sleep Lifestyle. Excuse me. We send like a sleep clothing line. NoSleepSouthBeach.com. That's the website you can go to. Get your weekend party pass. Book your hotel. You can find out about all the events we have. The morning workouts by Goodbye by Jay. Promoter's bio. Find out, you know, give you a little information regarding the promoters, what they've been doing, a little bit about them. July 18th to the 20th. Early bird special is $100 for all the events right now until May 26th. Then, you know, they're going to go up. So we have you know, a lot of party passes already been purchased. So make sure y'all take advantage of the early bird prices now. I mean, you can't beat that. We go to one party by yourself in Miami, it's $43 to get in alone.
It sure is.
You know what I'm saying? So
be other $40 to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the emails.
Right. Yeah, they don't, yeah, and Miami don't discriminate. They don't care if you. It's $40, $50 for everybody. It's no, you know, you're a girl. It's different than a man. No, no, no. That's not gonna matter.
Very true.
So we got the whole combination. You got the hotel discount. You got the parties discounted. All you gotta do is just get your own flight, come down, and have fun. It's gonna be a great weekend. No sleeping at all. Bring a Red Bull. Get your wings. Gonna party all weekend long, nonstop.
We will be broadcasting live. We'll be broadcasting that Friday night live from Miami. So meet us in South Beach the 18th through the 20th of July. If you think it's gonna be fun, stop thinking. And no, it's gonna be off.
Yeah,
dang. Turn down for what?
You've been working out. You've been working out all winter anyway. Working out. You're trying to get your
damn
South
right.
Beach bodies anyway.
We're going to add a link to the website, to our website, tmhamanradio.com. We'll add a link so that you can, you know, absolutely make sure that you don't miss out. When does the early bird special end one more time?
May 27th.
Oh, 27th.
End of the early bird May 27th, the first, the early bird special for the party pass is going to end.
So you got about 2 weeks.
Yeah, so.
The thing about it, too, let me add this. We got some premier DJs, too, for the weekend. We don't just got, you know, your mom and pop DJ. We got Stevie J from, you know, YMCA. He do live on Sundays. We got DJ Biggs from D.C., DJ Omeezy out here from Atlanta, DJ LF1, he was DMX's tour DJ. So it's, we got premier DJs, some good music professionals,
yeah,
and they're going to do it. They definitely going to turn up. It's going to be crazy.
They have stand on the couch DJs.
Oh, exactly. No. First, it's already
we like to
up.
Have fun. And see, unlike other promoters, there's no gimmicks in it. Like, we like to have fun. We party in Atlanta. We do this. Like, so we have fun. And so we're going to make sure we're going to have the best time that you ever had in Miami. That's just a part of the, you know, the pledge.
And that's a perfect segue. Tell us about the events that you do in Atlanta on a regular anyway.
So you know, right now, currently, me and Curtis, we do Energy Saturday day parties on Saturday at Buckhead Bottle Bar. We have a party, actually, my birthday, this is Saturday, my birthday is on Wednesday.
Nice. Happy
birthday.
Birthday
is on Wednesday, so I'm having my birthday party. My birthday party is this weekend in Atlanta, so I wish every of you here, it's going to be crazy. So we do having a birthday party / Energy Saturday daycation day party this Saturday at Buckhead Bottle Bar. And then that night, the after party is going to be at Crave Ultra Lounge on Crescent Avenue in Atlanta. So, and so right now, you know, to answer your original question, we do Arm Lounge, which just recently closed down. They opened up a new lounge called Capture. We also do Crave. Curtis does Crave on Fridays. I do Crave on Saturday nights. We do Buckhead Bottle Bar. And, you know, and we also do Sunday Fun Days at Cafe Circuit, which is by far the best Sunday event in Atlanta. It's just retarded. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And it's free.
Crazy.
It's free. It's
and
free.
It's free
all day. From 3 to 10. Rooftop.
Yeah, where's that bottle bar at now? Because I used to live in Atlanta. I was out there back in the days where chaos was to jump off on Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did they rebuild that area, that whole Buckhead Strip that was like the East Far Road, Paces Ferry?
Yep. Bottle bar is like that
last time I was there.
Yeah, bottle bar is still
okay.
The last one left. Actually, they're knocking down all the bottle bar. Lat will be closed at the end of June, forever. So they're closing. They got rid of all the clubs in Buckhead, and they turned into the new Buckhead of Atlanta, which is going to be all high-end stores and, you know, different stores and hotels.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. When I came out there a couple years ago, the whole strip that used to be there was in shambles.
Oh.
It was like getting torn down and getting reconstructed.
Yeah.
I was almost five when I walked out there because I was like, "Yo, this is what made me, son." You know what I'm saying? Like.
Condos,
that whole strip when I was in college, up to ESPN Zone on Peachtree, down to where what's that? The Big Fish is at, and all of that.
Yeah.
Coochie Tango and all of that. Son, that made me. You know what I'm saying? It used to be. I used to tell people like there was like Mardi Gras every Friday and Saturday where they had the streets blocked off and you could just jump from bar to bar, club to club.
Bar to bar. It's crazy.
It was crazy. So when I went out there, I was telling my man about it. Yo, son, it's crazy out here. Wait till we get out there. The streets going to be blocked off. It's going to be broads everywhere, yada, yada, yada. Get out there. Everything is orange signs, construction, rubble. I'm sitting there looking at these dump trucks like, yo, what are y'all doing over here to me right now? You're making like a fool right now. So it was crazy. I'm glad to see that this is coming back. It's coming back to fruition, though. That's good.
Yeah, bottle bar is right in that area, though. Right, it's
okay.
Paper,
okay.
Paper Road.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It.
Okay.
From Saturday, it's from two to eight. Right on Saturday.
All right.
So
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay.
Like I said, Sunday we have a Sunday, like I said, Sunday party at Cafe Circle on Edgewood Avenue, from 3 to 10 each.
Okay,
and every Sunday.
By the east side, being close
right
to the east side over there. By Boulevard.
Yeah, right the corner from ML. Yep, exactly. Right the corner from MLK's house.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep,
I'll be out
right
there on Irwin Street when I get out there a lot.
Okay, yeah, we have the only rooftop in the city that's popping on Sundays each and every Sunday. We just had SNF there last weekend, so he killed it.
That's what's up.
He definitely killed
it. That's what's up. Okay.
Yeah. It's been busy, man. We're working down here. We're working. Yeah, it's no days off. We really live this life, and then and this is important. I really want to say this, like, we really interact with the people. Like, there's no gimmicks. People come out to party because they come party with us. We can be in a barn, and they support us because they know, like, we really, know the people. Not like we just send out emails or we just say, come pass out flyers. We never know you. We know the majority of the people that we party with, they support us, and they really, really, know it's going to be a great event, so they always come support our events. So,
You have a very, very loyal following. Your supporters and your people will follow you pretty much anywhere because they know that your party's always going to be banging and very good quality, and you're always going to get your money's worth and have a good time. We're going to continue to kick it with the Party Kings a little bit more on the other side of this. It's 9:45. This is the Time and Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away. Everybody ask me why I'm falling out from here to you again and again and again and again.
Come on!
PM Hyman Radio Live, 9:49 PM here on the East Coast, 6:49 out there on the West Coast. That was Beyonce and the Love on Top.
Last time y'all tried to put y'all flow grooves.
I was just getting ready to say that Sleep told us that we were playing music that he hadn't heard in about 15 or 20 years the last time that they were on the show. So you know, the next time y'all came up here. I'm saying. We were trying to show you our musical diversity.
Yeah, and also this is like an inadvertent plug. I do DJ also. This is Sage James talking. Inadvertent plug.
Shameless.
Take it how you want it. I'm just saying.
We are that team.
My catalog is thorough also. Just put that out there.
He is the shameless Sage James plugging himself. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. General P.M. Hyman is with us as well. Our special guest up close and personal tonight, Curtis Edelton of Edelton Entertainment and Devin Sleepy Green of Sleepy Green Entertainment, as well as No Sleep Lifestyle Clothing. Now, I'm going to just go into the white elephant in the world, not even in the room, and I'm going to ask you, Sleep, because I know that you are the serious diehard Jay-Z fan. I know by now you've all seen the footage from TMZ of Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Solange leaving the Met Gala this past weekend, and the misunderstanding that seemed to take place between Solange and Jay. Now, we've all had several good guffaws and laughs about the memes and the jokes that have been flying around in the social media world. But on a serious note, before we start joking, we never condone any sort of domestic violence, whether it's men on women, women on men, either way, it's not right. Try to find another way to figure it out. But what's your take, Sleep? What do you think happened? Because, we've got lots of conspiracy theories floating around, but what do you think?
I'm going to tell you what I think happened from what I interpreted from a man's point of view. So I'm pretty sure Jay-Z probably did something inappropriate, whether it was usually when sisters get mad, it's over another woman. So maybe he got caught doing something reckless. And, Beyonce doesn't seem like she's she's not the fighter. And Solange has always been the crazy one and all the wild ones. So I think she probably was stepping to Jay-Z on some, don't be doing it to my sister type of thing. And I think she just went crazy.
Okay. Now, as the only female on the panel, I'm going to help you pick it apart, right? Okay. So first, let me just say thank you for acknowledging that there was probably something that he did wrong. Now, that's big, because I read that in the body language as far as what I saw on the video, too. Now, on the flip side of that, knowing the Sagittarius mouth and mind like I do, because I am one, Jay probably said something real slick to her too, which made her start swinging off on him, aside from just maybe taking up for her sister thing, because she did point at B a couple of times in the whole melee argument, because it lasted, from what I saw, almost 2.5-3 minutes, and that's a long time for an argument in an elevator.
I think that she was in his face. He probably did with any man. I've been in a situation like that before when a sister get mad at me for something I said. But I think what happened was she got in his face, and he probably told her, yo, you better calm down, get out of my face, and then she probably did what she going to do, you're going to be, and then she started going crazy.
Right.
And then he didn't, I think every man would have said, you better calm down.
Right.
And I think she just went crazy.
And I commend him. Let me say this too. I do commend him for not hitting her. I did see him try and restrain her and try and block what she was dishing out to him. But
he ain't gonna lay rice on her.
He was ready. He was ready to hit her with the left hook, though. I seen the hook coming.
I think he was.
The boxer come out. So he stood back, and then that left hand was about to come out. Then he realized, hold up, I can't do this.
Had this been Rock La Familia days, and had Beans been in the in the elevator, things might not have gone as smooth.
But Rocky Boogie would have had that.
He's such a boss that he handled it so cool and so like, you got to love him for that. Like, who else?
He has
like
evolved.
That?
He has evolved.
I mean, but you got to consider this also. There's cameras everywhere too, so he probably had that in mind also. Like,
I've seen Jay Mush chicks in front of other cameras. So
I told you
that whole camera factor.
He kind of pushed her away. He kind of pushed her away anyway.
But he could have done a lot worse.
But y'all, you know what? I think a lot of people keep saying that Beyoncé didn't do anything. But if y'all noticed, she jumped in front of Jay for a moment, like
several times.
And she jumped right in front of him, like, all right, stop this.
She did several times.
Yeah, she did several times. So I think that, you know, they was drinking. So I think Solange looked like she probably was drunk. And Jay was kind of like, you know, the boss that he is, chilling in the back. You know?
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. There was a key word that popped off, drunk. And so I just want to pause and welcome Madam CeeLo Boston to the show.
I've been drinking. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen, oh baby?
Crazy.
What up, Boston?
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How are you doing? Good. So, I think if Jay would have got a hold of her forehead, she would have been held and she would have been swinging. She would have squeezed her forehead.
I think she was jealous. I think she was jealous of their relationship. She can't keep a man or her man keep leaving her, so they seem so happy. Wow. You know, so she's just jealous.
She's a bad fish.
But
no.
Oh,
no.
I'm not gonna put it on the man that the man said stuff about. We're not gonna take that beast. Look, I bet she's just jealous, man. She was drinking. She was probably jealous. She probably said something slick to Jay. Jay probably said something like, "Oh, slow down, easy." And she flicked off. Our emotions came out, you know, off the drinks.
You know what it was though. I think he just quoted the joint from that Gucci Mane song, that Lemonade, that Fabulous said. He was like, if you had Beyonce, would you take Solange? And he said, oh,
all right.
He said, all
right. But the thing about it too, we probably would never find out exactly what happened because they're so private and so secret.
No.
You know, we're not gonna find out.
No.
So it's gonna be like an urban myth, urban legend. You know, everybody has.
You
that
know
season.
What? I'm getting ready to have all of the Beyonce and what do y'all call them, Boogie, the stands mad at me because I'm going to bat for Solange. And I'm saying this in the aspect of them being regular everyday people. If they were not famous and didn't have any sort of quote unquote talent that brings them out into the forefront and into the limelight, if they were just regular people, Beyonce wouldn't get as much light as she gets. Solange is. You're crazy. Without the weave and the glamour, Beyonce, the 10 that you all give her, she might be a strong 6.5. Maybe.
No.
Doubt it.
I said it. That's right. I said
doubt
it.
That sounds like, oh, man, hate.
Ain't no hate. That's real. If she ain't have that glamour weave and the glamour squad and the personal trainer to keep her as tight as her little body is, she wouldn't know. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the episode when what was the Beyonce thing that came on HBO when she was going all natural? She was like doing like
I've seen it, but that's natural
girl.
With glamour. That's natural with glamour and weave. Cut it out. If she was Sharkeesha from 42nd Street, y'all would not be seeing her no more.
She's already Beyonce from Houston. That's not a normal.
Yeah, I know she's from Houston, so she was a regular rat from the ward. Y'all would not be checking for her.
All right, well, check this out. Let's gather our thoughts. Let's come back with our rebuttals, because that's obviously an asinine statement. And my man Stephen A. Smith says after 9, 10, 20, 50, after 50, the way you went with that one. 6 on a 1 to 10 scale, you're out of your mind. So check this out. We're going to go to break. We're going to gather our thoughts, and we're going to figure out how we're going to pelt Sour Chocolate over there back at what she was throwing out there.
I ain't scared of y'all. I don't care.
Tim Hyman Radio will be back in a second.
I said it. That's right. I said it.
Sour Chocolate, son.
I'm a tourist, new. Money talk, I speak fluent, new. Reebok on, I just do it. Look at me, I'm pure, new. I bet the hoes on my door, new. I don't bop, I do the money dance. My bitch whip does 100 grand. Red Virgin, see me slide. Shakespeare, I hope she bout it. Shakespeare, I know she bout it. For me, you know I got it. For me, you know I got it. For me, you know I got it. Shakespeare, I hope she bout it. Come for me, you know I got it. For me, you know I got it.
Hope slandered in Rome. Oh, hell Caesar's home. Chin Don, Chow Bella. Come money dance with the good fellas. Hope keep getting that dinero, got it. Even if a real gotta ride and get it. Blackjack in a cut seat, no. I never got unlimited credit, I never got a lot of vendettas, but we the black mom, we gon' set it, peeled off in a Lamborghini cone tie, 200 in the dash, you gonna rev it, Lucky Luciano, it's what they call me, Paisano, 100 keys at the piano, place across the Verrazano, El Pasino, in a villa in Venice, sipping vino, not bad for Muliano, y'all know, like we know, I got it. Me, you know I got it. Me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Me, you know I got it. Oh, me, you know I got it. Oh, me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Bad bitch, I know she bout it.
I'm Ryan Big coming down that beat. Geechin' and Nipple with satin sheets. Bad bounce, she a masterpiece. Got a bad bounce, she a masterpiece.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that was it's 10:04 here on the East Coast. It's 7:04 p.m. on the West Coast. And everybody in the middle, figure it out. And, yo, if you're just joining us, you are right in time for our finance segment with Ms. Toya, Delaware. Welcome.
You ain't getting no intro, Toya.
He's a hater.
Well,
he's such a hater.
I don't need an intro. Thank you very much.
I got you, Mama. I'm messing with you.
Okay.
Get no goddamn intro tonight.
I don't need an intro. Well, this evening I just wanted to touch on how to budget if you owe more money than you're bringing home, which a lot of people are in that situation. Either they're unemployed, they're underemployed, which a lot of people are dealing with just because they need to make money, or they just realize they've taken on more debt than they can handle. A lot of people think that it's really difficult to do, and it's not difficult to do. You just have to, as with any type of budget or any type of debt, down payment type of plan, you just have to take your time and focus on it. So the first thing you need to do, as with any budget plan, is figure out exactly how much is coming in and how much you owe on a monthly or weekly basis. Just list all of yours and your spouse's income. That's right, yours and your spouse's income from work, side jobs, any type of benefits such as unemployment benefits, welfare benefits, and things of that sort. List all of your bills, including mortgage and rent payments, credit card payments, car insurance, and transportation fees, and any type of children's tuition. You want to make sure you add up both lists, subtract your income, and make sure you find out exactly how much you are actually falling short each month based on how much money you're bringing in. Then the next thing you want to do is make sure you make a new list in which you order your bills from most important to least important. A lot of people think that their cable bill is important, but it really isn't if you don't have enough money to buy groceries. So you need to make sure you make a list as to what's the most important to the least important. At the top of the list, it should be your shelter, utilities, and expenses that allow you to work, like your transportation fees and your child care. And at the bottom of the list should be any type of entertainment costs, luxury items and services such as dining out, any type of unsecured debt or debt that cannot lead to repossession. And then from there, you just want to call your creditors to see if whether you can make payment delays or arrange payments if they're available. Ask them what the consequences are for missing payments. Most mortgage companies and landlords can start the foreclosure or eviction process as soon as you miss one payment. So that's one thing you do not want to play with. Both things such as credit card companies, student loans even, they usually wait a few months before they start to take action against you. So as long as you don't wait on it and you contact them first, a lot of times companies are willing to work with you. Just be careful with your student loans. Although they may give you a 6 to 9 month pass, it does affect your credit score, and some of the student loan companies tend to have payment options, actually will take money out of directly out of your paycheck. So just keep that in mind. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about student loans and things of that sort, and I know that TM is actually working on some things for student loans and information for the listeners. So you want to be on the lookout for that. And then lastly, just create a new budget devoting any type of money to living costs, saving money, and paying back debt, deduct any type of housing, utility, and grocery and work-related bills from your income, and then take whatever is left and split it between savings and paying down bills that cannot be reduced, delayed, or even eliminated after you talk to the creditors. And then just take a larger portion of your income into savings and then into paying your debt, as you'll actually need cash for emergencies when you no longer have access to the credit cards that you're not paying in time. So just keep those things in mind when you are trying to work on paying down debt when you are bringing home less money than you actually owe your creditors.
That's Toya live from Delaware with our Money Monday finance segment. We're absolutely working on a student loan campaign to help folks who are not familiar with President Obama's student loan program. He signed a bill not too long ago that actually is helping to reduce student loans a whole lot based on your income. More information, and again, thanks to Toya, live on Delaware. We'll be right back. TM Hama Radio Live, Money Monday.
Hey, yeah, boy. Hey, yeah.
Lamborghini. I'm riding around Lamborghini. I'm riding around Lamborghini. In mine, I spin. I'm riding around Lamborghini. I'm riding around Lamborghini. I'm riding around Lamborghini. In mine, I spin. In mine, I spin. In mine, I spin. In mine, I spin. I'm riding around Lamborghini. It's mine, I spin. It's mine, I spin. It's mine, I spin. I'm riding around Lamborghini.
I am slumping, known exotic. My girl ain't got no stomach. Every time we have sex, she always asks me for a Honda. I ask her, is she working? She asks me, do I want it? I say, when I went to school.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around my side of town. Boxing gloves, I beat the trial. I had the coke, I had a smile, and I had the coat for every style. Crocodile, the gator type. I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar to saying mama's baby, daddy maybe. When we had sex, I was in a Mercedes, and I ain't crazy. But if that's my baby, then we gonna have to name that little baby Mercedes. The money that I'm making, I don't see you like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pockets on full, and so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Photo ready, my polo out there cleaners. I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati, Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my guns to work, Gilbert Arenas. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have certs in a coffin, cause I'm killing these. Fulfilling these goals, climbing up the ladder. Joey, down, you know I rep Atlanta. I'm riding around stunting, speaking loud in public, talking loud in public. Yeah, my entourage is bucking. Oh,
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
917-889-3926 is the number to call and weigh in. If you have some insight on this whole Solange versus Jay-Z fiasco going on, if you want to share opinions with us and chop it up, feel free. It's 10:13. We still got a little bit over 45 minutes in the show left to have your voice heard. We are still here with one part of the dynamic duo, Sleepy Green. One more time, bro. We still got the fam with us, TM Heim and Sour Chocolate over there. We got Toya with the, you sour stun. We got Toya with the financial business. We need to hurry up and get herself all going somewhere, too, after I gave all these compliments for no reason. Mad at you, old Boston. Anyway, now I'm just pulling your chain. But yeah, yo, Sleep, one more time, man. Give it to the people who may just be tuning in about just real quick. About what the goings on is for the South Beach jump off, and for your own little personal entities that you got going with yourself. Give them some information where they can keep up with you and where they can keep up with the events going on. Sleep, you there? Or is he sleep?
I'm here. I don't know what happened to Sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
I think his phone is connected.
What? Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Boogie's here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, let me say it again because I don't know if you heard me. I'll just say it one more time just to get the folks who may have just been tuning in because Toya just got on the phone. I don't know if she's been listening the whole time. Give a little, just a little brief rundown of the information about the weekend in South Beach and just your own personal things you got going on out of Philly.
Yeah, we got the No Sleep Life, No Sleep South Beach weekend, July 18th through the 20th in South Beach, Miami. A weekend full of fun events. Five events for one price, $100 early bird tickets right now. Online, nosleepsouthbeach.com. That Friday pool party, Friday after party. We got an all-white day party hosted by YMCMB DJ Stevie J. We got an old-school Saturday night party hosted by Monster DJ LS1. And we got the feature event Sunday, day party at Room Service Lounge hosted by Trina. We got two morning workouts Saturday and Sunday by Celebrity Trainer, Your Body by Jay. So it's a great weekend. We got two hotels for hosts. We have a lot of good people that's coming in from all different cities. You go to www.nosleepsouthbeach.com to view all the party packages, the events, motor bios, things about the weekend. It's also Miami Fashion Weekend. So definitely a weekend you want to be there.
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah, yes. Definitely a lot.
And all that, right. Do they get a T-shirt when they get off the bus?
Oh, we got party favors. We got weekend favors for you, T-shirts, towels. You know, you just got to have a bag when it's
some of that.
We have a
some of that crick.
Yeah.
All day, I'll be on it. All night, now I'll be on it. All day.
Yeah. That's your advice. We got you.
Okay. Oh,
okay, hold on. My man Kurt Boogie just jumped back on. Let me see if we get him back popping.
No,
Phoebe Green
just jumped back on.
Oh, yeah, he jumped back on. Kurt Boogie.
He just jumped back on.
I had to reverse.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I had the numbers reversed. My bad.
There's a rise of people wasn't. They left.
Oh.
I'm back. Back
good
in the
job.
Building.
Okay.
I'm holding it.
That's right.
Okay, so, look, I want to know, I want to say this. Well, how do you guys feel about Donald Sterling's wife is still trying to hold on to her portion of the team?
You sound muffled, Boston. Say that again.
Yeah, you got to excuse her, though. She's doing open heart surgery over there. That's why she got that mask over her face. So...
My bad. Am I
loud?
Yeah,
you can't really hear it too well.
Can
you
hear
open heart surgery?
Yeah, you understand the kind of stuff we go through with her. She takes showers, fried chicken, change tires, oil changes, carburetors. You know what I'm saying?
One-stop shop.
She got all her winery back there. She be stomping grapes and stuff. We don't know what to expect.
Yeah, I love that.
Y'all stupid.
Stop.
Oh, God.
What's her question?
She's
what was the question again?
Oh, no, I asked, like, how did y'all feel about Donald Sterling's wife is trying to hold on to her percentage of the basketball team?
The basketball team?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the funny thing is, of course, they plot and do that. It's not going to work, though, because as a part of the lease that he signed, if he loses the interest, the whole family does. But no, I think that he made more racist comments again today. I don't know if y'all heard his comments again today, but they asked him how he feel about Magic Johnson. He just started talking reckless all over again. He said,
"Oh,
Magic Johnson represents the minorities. He don't think he's a role model." You know, so it was one of the it was crazy. So they're done.
Sat down with Anderson Cooper. I think that's who he sat down with.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah. Ah. I don't know. I just thought it was crazy that she's still holding on. I mean, I know she's only trying to hold on to it for money reasons, you know. However, like, I just don't even think that that's plausible, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about that.
Well, as far as him continuing to talk reckless, I keep telling people there's no reason to be surprised because that's what he believes. So
right.
It wasn't a fluke or it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't, you know, just a shot in the dark for him to make those comments. Those are his true feelings.
Right.
So.
Exactly. You can't apologize for being racist. That's just how you feel. I mean, you didn't apologize that it got out and you didn't, you know, how that is. But that's your feelings. It's like... Like people get drunk and they say, you know, I never liked you ever. That's
exactly.
How they really feel.
Exactly.
They really feel. They just nasty when they normal, you know?
Yeah.
So
he said he should have paid her off, and that's how he feels.
That's
how he
really
felt.
That was how he felt. Yeah, so I'm not taking it back. You can apologize. Great, but you still got to go.
No need to be surprised.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't understand what about her now?
Now, because she's talking about she's gonna try to fight, regardless of what the situation is. But like my man was saying a second ago, with the bylaws, the Constitution, the NBA being that it's a private entity, once they vote
right.
you out, anybody that's affiliated with you goes with that oust.
Yeah.
So she's blue in the face, but it's not going to be 10-year bail at this point. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. They have their own Constitution, so the United States doesn't have any authority over them. They can do their own thing when it comes
to
their members.
It.
Right.
If they deem you bad for business, they have the right to vote you out, and that's not.
Yeah,
and you're casting a shadow on what the NBA's image is trying to create. You know, totally contrary to what they're doing. So it's a wrap.
Right. Everybody's gonna get mad when money gets involved. So I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, regardless of whether you hold money in high regard or not, if it's yours and you feel, you know, entitled to it, people go hard.
But
maybe he should have.
Listen. When it comes to that money thing, that he about to be able to sell that team for upwards of $1 billion. Dude is 80 something. It's like Brewster's million. He's not going to be able to spend that $30 million in 30 days, yo. Like he's already set as it is. He should have another billion sitting on top of the money he already has in his account. Come on, he's
never lived long enough to spend it.
That's what I'm saying. Just go into the night, bow out gracefully, go into the night quietly, and just dissolve.
Young Jedi. Speaking of billionaires, had you guys talked about Dre and his awesome deal with him selling beer?
Yeah, speaking of which.
20%? What?
Speaking of which,
yes,
we're talking about Dre selling Beats to Apple for $3.2 billion.
Yes.
The
biggest, he's now in the billionaire program, no doubt about that. But then, you know, I looked at, because a lot of people were like, okay, yeah, it seems like he's going to be the first, you know, hip-hop representative that, you know, is a billionaire. But, I mean, I don't know. I just believe he's going to make more because he's going to take him an opportunity to go into different ventures. You know what I mean? Like, whatever is built.
What?
I said I think that was dope.
Oh.
You still can't hear me? Oh, yeah.
Well, we can now.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you.
All
right. Can I say that that whole Beyonce and Solange deal and Jay-Z, honestly, it looked like it was more so between Jay and Solange. It had nothing to do with Jay, Beyonce in the first place. Remember when I was talking about the other night and I was like, I had a situation where a friend of mine, the dude I was dating, had an argument. I didn't really know what it was about, so I didn't say anything. I just let them fight. Because I don't know who started it. You know what I mean? And that's what that looked like. It didn't look like we had nothing outside of, you know, just not letting them get physical with each other. But I think he could have palmed her forehead if that man wasn't listening to the video. That's all I'll say about that.
No palming of the forehead. That would have constituted him striking her, and that's not what we're doing.
Do you remember? Hold on. Do you remember how it would be the taller person? They would reach their arm out because his arm's long as hell. hold her by her forehead.
Oh, and just hold her by your head while they're swinging, right?
And just let her swing and kick. Yeah, that's, I think, what he would do if that other dude was in there.
It's not 10:24 here on the East Coast, 6:24 on the West Coast. We are that network, that crew, that team, TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
You know, I went to the club and I ran into this girl. And she was telling me about how she was feeling everything. Her name was New York. But she said, Troy, listen. She said, your music comes and you make us so proud. We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by both them dimples on your face. Cause when we danced, I felt that fist fall on your waist. And you know, she like my style, she like my flow. It ain't no tuck involved, she knows. I came so far from dealing blow. Been on my grind and now it shows. Ain't nobody around who sound like this. We ain't the same, they roll that shit. Them lanes, get down with this. Pop champagne, girl, shake your hips. She got the long hair, ain't nothing fake. Blue glass for the birthday check. All blue thong with the stars on it. Laying in my bed and she all on it. Rewind back before I grind the cat. Two-stepping in the club with my dog all strapped. Deal for dough, playing with the a flashy young before we flip the picture. I can take your number, can't be your man. But you can act like it in your Instagrams. I like flipping grams and you like me. And if you into getting money, baby, you like me.
Come on.
I'm all the sound of your law. I heard one good girl is worth a thousand. Oh, one good song is worth a thousand toys. So before I leave, proceed with your ball.
Your music pumps and you make us so proud. We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by both them dimples on your face.
Cause when we dance, I felt that fist fall on your waist. And you know, she like my style, she like my flow. It ain't no tuck involved, she know. I came so far from dealing blow. Been on my grind and now it shows. And ain't nobody sound like this. We ain't the same, they roll that. Come and get down with this. Pop champagne, girl, shake your hip, hip, that hip.
What sound?
Check it out, check it out. Ooh, this that new end. Wild sound,
uh-huh.
Putting it down, put it down,
put it down.
I used to put them birds
back though
in and out of town.
Powder,
but look at me now. One brick at a time on the road to get mine. Bit about it in rounds, now the hustle combined. Poppin', killin' these. I done stayed on my grind,
yeah.
Motivated by money and putting on time.
What?
To get busy, these other been iffy. They calling me Young J, they call me the new 50.
Right.
Call me what you want and step broke, let's talk.
Hello.
Who the fuck I'm supposed to sound like I'm from New York?
You know.
Sure, yeah, I've got the streets in a frenzy, though. I bought the spotlight back, you should thank me, no. And if you don't, then we know you a hater, bro. A player, hater, Biggie quote. I'm on the radio, baby, every day, that's my word. I restored the feeling, I kept up my word. A new sheriff is
that new 50 Cent here on TM Hyman Radio Live.
Hey, 50 Cent, man.
Who that is right there?
That's Troy Ave. That's like the third week in a row I told you who that was.
You know what? You did say that. My bad, Troy Ave. I apologize. I really, really do.
That's a compliment.
I mean,
but
I
mean, he
I
do sound like 50. I'll give you that. He does sound like
50. He does. My apologies. Troy Ave here on TM Hyman Radio, 10:28 p.m. Just want to thank Devin Sleepy Green of No Sleep Lifestyle and Sleepy Green Entertainment, as well as our other up-close and personal guest, Curtis Edelton Boogie of Edelton Entertainment. Thanks for being with us to promote your No Sleep Miami event coming up July 18th. Through the 21st, is that right, or the 20th? And Boogie asked me to plug his Instagram page, so I'll do it for both of them because I follow them and you should too. Boogie is Kurt Boogie, CURTBOOGI, and Sleep is Sleepy Green ENT and No Sleep Lifestyle on Instagram. So make sure you hit them up and get your information about those party packages for the No Sleep Miami weekend coming up in July, where T.M. Hyman will be hosting and broadcasting live on a Friday night event.
I forgot that we tell you that we also will be giving out handouts. We're giving out T-shirts, beach towels. You know, we got, you know, on top of the, you know, everything that's involved, we're also giving out, like I said, hand towels, beach towels, giveaways.
Oh, see, there you go, Boston. You were asking about goodies. There you go. We get T-shirts and towels.
And I'm giving out No Sleep Lifestyle T-shirts for women and guys and all that stuff, you know. Got to get back.
That's a double come up, because that No Sleep Lifestyle is blowing majorly. Shout out to you on that. You're doing big things there.
I'm going to need you to put my name on my sleeve, though, Sleepy.
Okay.
You know what? You have to talk about your special orders later on.
How about putting them in the back of the jersey?
Hey, look.
See,
I don't
yes, the jersey. The jersey, yep.
I put a name on the back like a jersey, your last name.
There you go.
Yeah, it's gonna have, you got to say strong chin on the back. Strong chin.
I'm going to have the female Sleep Lifestyle joint that's off of the one shoulder for the Friday night event and go with my sexy little cute shoes and my cute little pants. So, yes, I'm going to be ready.
Let me know the color you need. Got you.
No doubt. I'm going to be ready.
I'm wearing
I might not even have on a shirt. I might not even have on a shirt for that. Just that broad band. Push us in shots, B, on my shirt that I'm going to wear.
You can't save that for the pool party? Really?
Pool party on Friday.
I'm at the pool party all day. All day.
Exactly.
No matter where I'm at, I'm at a pool party.
No shirt, James. No shirt, James.
No shirt, James. There you go. Well, that's a perfect segue to introduce at 10:31 p.m. with his adult talk topic, Babe, No Shirt, James. Let the cape flap, son. Let the cape flap.
Yeah, and I shaved my chest so y'all could see everything. Because I'm all
barf.
Mammal.
Oh, my. Oh, barf. Oh,
all
barf.
Mammal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Barf. My chest hair is straight, though. You know what I'm saying? It's not top on me. My chest hair is straight.
No.
I got that Persian rug on there. Got that Persian carpet. You can lay on it.
I'm done. Somebody
unplug my mic. You can lay on this joint and fall asleep. It's nice and soft. Ain't that joint that's going to give you stitches. It's going to cut your teeth. You need floss to get that joint out. Ain't that tight. I got Indian in my family.
Tell
them again. Tell
them again. I don't think they understand.
It's too much. It's too much. Please don't encourage him.
Tell him again. Come on. I got that good.
All I'm going to say is this is an ignorant show. Yo, this is an ignorant show.
I'm just saying, B.
You gotta take your shoes off when you get in there with me. You know what I mean?
They do not want to know about the texture of your chest hair. Oh my God!
You want my pimp juice?
Tell him no, sir.
You know what I saw? Since you wanna put your feet on my rug, don't you? I said you wanna put your feet on my rug, don't you?
I can't.
You know what I just said?
Come on,
spending his segment making jokes.
Yeah, chill out, Steve, because I'm gonna keep going. With it. I ain't gonna get to my topic. Chill out.
Tell him to please. Right,
Keep putting the battery in my back over there, son.
I can't. This is why.
All right, you're checking. It's kind of a twofold topic I want to talk about. This one piece is going to lead into the actual piece I want to discuss more. So I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the NFL draft this weekend, but it was a big to-do about this Michael Sam cat that got drafted to the Rams in the 7th round.
Yeah.
And the Michael Sam dude, the reason behind his name has a whole lot of hoopla and ballyhoo connected to it is the fact that he openly came out the closet prior to him declaring for the NFL draft while he was in college. And there was ESPN, ran that phone into the ground.
Yeah.
Him and Peter Pan over there that kept kissing, it was just like, yo, we get
over,
it, homie.
Over.
Oh my gosh, ESPN, enough already with it. We understand that you're trying to put, we understand that you're trying to promote equality and show that you're a diverse network and so on and so forth, but it was a little bit of an overkill. You understand what I'm saying?
It was a lot of an overkill.
What if he would have grabbed the comments, kissed him in the mouth? You know what I'm saying? Would he have done the same thing? Did it matter? It was just
I think the reason why they showed him kissing Peter Pan on there is the fact that how everybody else
stopped calling for Peter Pan.
That wasn't Peter Pan?
No.
That wasn't Peter Pan?
Say no.
You could have fooled me. But anyway, the reason why I think that they was really harping on that because of how when everybody else got their phone call, they were kissing their baby mamas or their longtime girlfriends or their mamas or whatever like that. I guess they had to show making an even shot, you know what I'm saying? So, but regardless of the fact, though, they really was beating a dead horse with this one, though. I mean, ESPN enough already with that. But, the topic I want to kind of bring up, though, because it was like 2 days in a row where this piece came to me, not enough piece, but just this topic came up to my attention, was about PDAs. Where do you draw the line with PDAs? Okay, like, I'm under the impression that, as far as what guys and girls go, wherever the girl leads, the guy should follow. And, like, what are the rules? Do you all believe in PDAs? That's A. And B, how far should it go? I mean, are you the person that doesn't care people walking by and say, damn, get a room already? Or are you the type that doesn't even want to hold hands in public?
You got to start off by explaining the acronym.
Oh, PDAs, I'm sorry. Public Displays of Affection. Okay. Now, what I mean by PD, Public Displays of Affection, is, guy and girl, I'm assuming, or significant others together. I can't assume in this world nowadays, but, we'll say significant others together who display public acts of affection, like they may hug, they may kiss, hold hands, get a little slob down action. Somebody may get a little rub off and, on the side of the table at a good restaurant with, drapes over the with the little tablecloth that hangs to the floor where they can't see nothing.
Well,
food.
I'll speak to it. I can start it off. As far as me, it was kind of brought to my attention early in the game. I never really had a problem touching and feeling. I'm a touchy-feely person. And so I'm touching and feeling. I didn't really realize that made some females, not all, but some females uncomfortable touching and just feeling. I mean, even though I'm thinking it's no big deal, they're embarrassed about being touched in public. But I realize that's not all females though.
Right.
So
no, it's not.
It was brought to my attention, by a couple. Just was like, nah, so don't do that. Versus some, it really is not a big deal. Me, I don't really have a problem with open displays of affection as long as it's not offensive. So to me, in certain environments, you can't. You shouldn't be up in the church, hugged up, And so I think certain environments, you should be respectful of the environment. But I think it's on that couple. If they're comfortable, leave them alone.
I wholeheartedly agree. I don't have a problem with the PDA. I think it is time and place specific. You know, some places you can go a little harder than others where you wouldn't really care. You know, I agree with TM. You shouldn't be touching and feeling in the church or anywhere near the church grounds or in a church function or, you know, where there's
not even in the parking lot?
No, not even in the parking lot. Wait till you get on the main road. Can't, don't do that. You know, but if you're out, you know, shopping or, you know, at a restaurant or at an event and, you know, find your mate particularly attractive and extra sexy and cute at that particular moment and you want to give them a smooch or a rub or, a, you know, a feel that's
or
not
rub one off?
No, we're not rubbing one off under the table, under the...
You've never done that before,
cloth, you know, or, no, I haven't. I've never done the tiny in TI in the pocket with the hole. No, I haven't.
What?
I know, Steve, I know you got busy with that before. All your friends, son. I know how you get down, son. I know you got that bit.
Then I did what?
have you ever, what he is asking is in public, discreetly or otherwise, given some sort of hand relief to your partner under the tablecloth?
No, hell no. I mean, like, yeah, no.
Oh, yo.
Ask me somewhere else.
You know, Sabe.
Hey, man. Hey, I gotta ask these questions, man. I can
I'm
ask
saying,
these
you make me feel bad, like I haven't lived or something because I haven't.
I'm saying it's
shower,
just it's
I
about the intrigue.
One off under the table. I just, you
I'm
know,
just
it's
saying, man.
It's about the intrigue
of not getting caught, man. It's just, you know.
And then what happens
the
when you get caught? Is my question. What happens?
Hey,
when
finish the job. I'm saying you're almost there anyway.
No.
Probably finish up.
What? Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. Where are we beginning at, though? Like
in public, at Applebee's underneath the table with your.
No, not Applebee's. Don't have tablecloths at Applebee's. Don't have tablecloths at Applebee's.
Oh,
you can't do it there.
Okay, he knows that.
Right. Because he's asked before, and that was her reason for not doing it, because they didn't have tablecloth.
Is what he said.
I'm just saying. It's not all gum stuck under the table.
I mean, I would definitely, if it was, you know, tablecloth, I'm not doing that because I'm hungry, and I'm not mixing that right there. I mean, yeah, I don't play with a ton of food. So, pick another question.
next question.
Yes,
I'm afraid to ask my question because it might take it into somewhere where it's not supposed to go. But
ask it. Ask what you're scared
of.
What happens at the end of the quote unquote rub off? Because something's gonna happen.
Really, you're really prolonging the conversation.
I mean,
she is right.
Hold on, Paul. You want to do all this one up here, right?
Hey. I'm be honest with you. I'll be honest with you that I never had that happen before. I was just trying to see if you guys would admit to it.
Horrible.
What? You are.
Yeah, I'm serious. I never. Yeah, I mean, I've got
Yo,
fondled before.
So,
I've got fondled before, but I never like had to go all the way. I want to see if you guys are going to admit to it. That's all.
Terrible.
He was hoping it happened so he could get a story behind that. All right.
Damn right.
He was fishing.
Well,
everyone,
I mean, I did
my job.
The freaks come out at night. Up in
okay.
The freaks definitely come out at
over
night.
There. Okay.
Our freaks are out during the daylight on TM Hymer Radio.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Hey.
You know, you
don't need the cloak of anonymity of darkness.
Hey.
Whatever, Scott.
Something like that.
Hey, a few minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, thanks for rocking Inside Money Monday. Special thanks to our guest, Curtis Edelton, Edelton Events, Atlanta, Georgia. No sleep lifestyle clothing. Our dude, Sleepy Green. Hey, thank you all for stopping past. They're fam at this point. Going down July 18th through the 20th, South Beach, Miami, Florida. Hey, we're going to be broadcasting live. So have your face in the place. What was that website again?
It is No Sleep Miami.
NoSleepMiami.com, a log on. We'll be right back.
Still playing my old shit, but yours is like the police asking us questions. We don't know shit. Flex, I'm just flex. Never learn us. Do it look like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, try to fight to the finish, just to see in my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherf never learn us. Remember? Motherf remember? Motherf never learn us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it f***ed up. Motherf never loved us. Man, motherf never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherf never loved us. Never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Motherf never loved us. Never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Motherf never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but now the boy is a man. Motherf, I done grew it up. You know me. You know me. I'm liable to do anything when it comes to that. You owe me. You owe me. You owe me. You better have my money when I come for the like ODB. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherf never learn us. Remember? Motherf remember? Motherf never learn us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it f***ed up. Motherf never loved us. Man, motherf never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherf never loved us. Never loved us. Worst behavior.
Who's high, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who cop the new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who else making rap albums, doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style n****s we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. Then it's back to L.A., open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you throw up, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could beat Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort inside. Where your shit from? I imported mine. Ball miss for money like my last name, Mordecai. To Mordecai. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the son you raised, he used to take the Acura up 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on Morningside. For all the sun, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember? Remember? Motherf***. Remember? Hold up. Hold my phone. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherf***. Never learned us. Remember? Motherf***. Remember? Worst behavior.
I'm Hyman Radio Live, and we have come to the end of our show. It is, no, we're not really. We have like, what, 20 minutes left, right?
No, left. Get out of here, Benny. 10 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, it's 10:48 p.m. on the East Coast here, and 7:48 p.m. on the West Coast. We're in the middle. Figure it out. Yeah, I swear I could have heard. I swore I heard somebody say we had like 2 minutes in the show left in the show. Like, what? Yeah. Yeah, yo, this has been hilarious. If you missed it, you missed it. Like, you can check like 20 minutes after we go off air, should be available. But thank you for listening. Yeah. Now, what were we talking about before we went to break? Something about somebody being wrong.
About what?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, no. I was trying to see if y'all ever rubbed anybody off under the table at a restaurant, and y'all almost admitted it.
Oh, nobody did.
Did not almost admit anything.
Yes, you did. You did. It was you. You did it. You know you did it.
Almost only makes you
so. Not at all.
Nah, so good. I'm just playing around. But that was really what I really was trying to get a gauge on what you guys felt about PDAs and everything like that, and how when is it too soon? Now, let me ask you this. We try to go this out there real quick before we have to wrap the show up. But when is it too soon to start showing PDAs? Like, you know, I understand, like, you guys may be on the dating scene, or, like, you know, if you're exclusive with somebody, does it take exclusivity with the person, if that's a word, in order to start having PDAs, or if somebody you just feeling, you know, it doesn't matter, you just let it flow? You know what I'm saying?
I think it depends on the people involved, because like PDA is a couple by couple situation. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't. You know what? The only time I think people have a problem with showing public or PDA, public displays of affection, is when they don't really like the person like that. When you
or when they're trying to hide what's going on. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want nobody to think that yep like that.
Okay, I'll submit to you guys this. I am asking that only because I was really bad at PDAs as I was matriculating through different relationships. You know,
right.
I never was a big fan of it, to be start off with. I'll be the first to admit that. Never was a big fan of it. Even when I had serious relationships, you know, it was a lot for me to hold hands in public, only because my, you know, the chick that I was with that I really had, like, my first, like, solid relationship with, you know, she was, I had to do it only to make sure, like, I dropped the piss on the tree. You know what I'm saying? I had to leave my scent there. Because she was, relatively pretty girl, high-maintenance chick or whatever that would, you know, attract a lot of attention. So I had to do that, you know, just leave the scent there. So the other cats back off. But after that, after I got out of that relationship with her, like, I was just, like, you know, doing my thing. And I was out in the dating scene for so long that, you know, chicks knew what it was going into this. Like, you know, look, we're not an item. You know, we'll make consensual agreements and consensual decisions. But outside of that, it's not going to be any more than that. So it's like, don't expect me to hold your hand. Don't expect me to put my arm. You know, we may play around or whatever. I may throw the arm around you like, you stupid, get out of my face, bang, bang, bang. But that's about it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't going to be nothing that I wouldn't do with my homegirl, who I was cool with.
Exactly.
So I always kept it a homegirl type atmosphere when I was with a chick somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But as I got out of that scene and I had to get into a serious scene, I started, like, courting, you know, my wife now or whatever. You know, that ended up being somewhat of a topic for discussion. Because, you know, women like to feel wanted. They like to feel, you know, appreciated, and especially when they get somebody that they stay with.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. So that was a hot topic for a while, and I had to, like, kind of break myself out of my own mentality that I had, like, you know, and it wasn't that I was hiding anything from anybody. It's just that I didn't want to kind of limit myself when I was still out and about, even though I was with a chick. You know what I'm saying?
In case something that you was dealing with or you wanted to deal with saw you, she wouldn't think that, you know.
Now your stuff is coming out. See what I'm saying? So. And that's really what it was all about.
I didn't like this. I wouldn't kiss. First of all, I didn't like to kiss if I didn't deal with you like that in the first place. There's no kissing involved here. And then, the holding of the hands, that's too much if there's nothing. Yeah, you just don't. If you're not serious with the person, you don't do none of that in public. You want them to get
calm. I totally agree with that. Totally agree. Yeah, so that was my piece. So that's what I had to add to the conversation. I heard all you guys take. I felt that I was only right for me to do that. So anyway, I'm looking forward to this Southeast jump off date. Like, you know, We really got to try to make this happen, yo. I know we're going to
Oh, we're going to make it happen. CM Hyman Radio will be in all of the events that Miami team is putting together.
That's right.
Kurt Edelton and Sleepy Green. Again, thank you for joining us for Up Close and Personal tonight. And it is 10:55 p.m.
And it's no shirts for everybody. No shirts for everybody. So I mean, titties out and everything. No shirts for everybody.
I'm pretty anyway, so I don't mind. Let's do that. No,
hold on, wait a minute now. Wait, mine are kind of cute too, but I have some reservations about that. Now we're gonna have to talk about that.
Let them hang. We can wear them.
we're burning bras for that weekend, really?
Right. We're going to burn the bras, and we're going to wear seashell pasties.
Wow. She said shell pasties.
Seashell pasties.
Yeah. That's what she said.
The same
right
color.
And Dave is not. Actually, neither one of them are disagreeing, so ladies, we're in trouble.
Oh, my gosh. That's
hilarious. I still don't have seashells on my nips. Hell no. What I look like?
You be out there looking crazy. You either be fat or don't be fat. Don't be in between.
Well, I'm saying you can come out there to the personal training sessions that morning out of shape if you want to, but I wouldn't recommend it. So if you're not already in shape, you might just want to go, you know, for a walk on the beach as opposed to joining the boot camp on the beach.
You're crying in your sleep, like 300 in your sleep.
Right. If that worked, I'd be a size one.
Yeah. TM, are you going to be shirtless as well? Have you done your push-ups?
Hey, I will be right and tight. You make sure you got them pasties together. Hey, we back to same time on Wednesday, 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Hey,
yeah,
hey, y'all better check out Save James' promo YouTube clip so you can get it tight to meet us out in South Beach July 18th through the 20th. Us up out of here.
Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all up next time.
Oh, yeah. If you can't be good at it.
Always the wait for him. And, ladies, I don't think the body wraps at this point are going to work right before South Beach. You're going to need lipo. But, anyway, we are that team TM Hyman Radio.
Check my video, son. It helps.
Safe James will work you out. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the general.
Ooh.
TM Hyman. James, he is Madam Boston. Thank you, Toya, for our Money Monday segment. We will be back on Wednesday for Hump Day Relationship Wednesday. Again, thank you to our up close and personal guests, Sleepy Green and Curtis Edelton, and check out their website, NoSleepSouthBeach.com, for all your information for the No Sleep Lifestyle Miami Weekend, July 21st. Wait, no, 18th through the 21st. We'll be back on Wednesday. Check y'all out then. Have a good night.
Yo! Yo! You don't know! You don't know! This time when we come here, we come to flatline everything in that is bomb! Still class done! For real!
Big man! Mummy talk! Here where you fit though! Shut your mouth! Listen close, what we come for though, shut it down. Legal shot, no touch a bun. Blow of excitement, see them frightened, fast them wire run.
Come here girl, we are though, what a war, done with that. Dirty wine, don't matter right, beat a lick you. Make it clap, one go take it off, set the trap. Don't fight it, now your skin star. You don't panic, one go fuck it till you broke it up. So exotic. While you suck it, watch me fuck it up. So we have it. Batty big, watch how me love it up. Bend over and spread and make me sticky teen and butt it up. Twerk it, 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 twerk it
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. See him live. Talk radio show. Real.